भगवान उवाच कालोऽस्मि लोकक्षय कृत् प्रवृत्तो लोकान् समाहर्तुमिह प्रवृत्तः ऋतेऽपि त्वां न भविष्यन्ति सर्वे एव स्थितः प्रमुखे
धृतराष्ट्रः
तेव स्थितः प्रत्यनिकेषु योधः. दिस् इस् कृष्णा एस् कालरूप स्पीकिङ्ग् फ्रोम् वर्सेस् 15 आन्वर्ड्स् टिल् वर्स् 31. Arjuna has been describing the Vishwarupa that he has seen, and as he is noting and verbalizing various features of the Vishwarupa, he sees a feature of it which he has not even heard of before. That is a Kala Rupa. So when Krishna had earlier revealed his Vishwarupa to Duryodhana in the Kuru assembly, at that time he did not reveal his Kala Rupa. So Arjuna has heard about the Virat Rupa, or the Vishwarupa specifically, and actually he had a desire to see the Vishwarupa, but he had not heard about the Kala Rupa. That's why at the previous verse he asked the question, Akhya Himeko Bhavanu Grarupo. So he says, Akhya Himeko, who are you, Lord? I am not able to nahijja prajanami tava pravrittim. So he says that akhya himeko bhavan ugra rupa, who are you of fears of form? Namostute devavara prasada vijnatu vichhami bhavan tamadyam. I desire to know who you are. I offer my obeisances to you. So the previous question contains a paradox, because there is both identification and inquiry. Normally, you know, if we meet someone, if we know that person, when we identify the person, we won't ask them who you are. And if we ask who you are, that means that we don't know who they are. But in the previous verse, when Arjuna says, Akhya himeko bhavanu grarupo namostute deva vara prasida. So, namostute deva. So, deva indicates that he's identifying that this is God. Vijnatum icchami bhavantam adyam nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. So he actually not only identifies him as deva, deva vara prasida. Deva vara means the greatest of the gods. So he's identifying him as the supreme being. But then he's asking, who are you? Vijnatum icchami bhavantam adyam. So I wish to know who you are. Bhavan ugra rupo akhya hime, please describe. But what does that mean? He knows that this is God, but he doesn't know which form of God it is, because he has never heard of a form like this. So if we had a friend who was participating in, say, a drama or a fancy dress competition, and then they had taken a form, they had assumed a dress or a costume which we couldn't identify. So we would in that case name the person and also inquire, who are you? So that means we know who it is, but at the same time, in the specific role they are playing, we don't know who it is. So that's how it is for Arjuna over here. When he knows that this is actually Krishna, earlier he has said also this is Vishnu, Pashyami, Vishveshwara, Vishwarupa. He knows that this is Vishnu who is manifesting his Vishwarupa. But still, he's seeing a feature of the Vishwarupa that he has never heard of before, that he has never seen before. And that's why he's asking, who are you? And then that's why when the Supreme Lord answers, he doesn't say I am Vishwarupa, he doesn't say I am Vishnu, because he also understands that question. Who are you? So if we are going to ask a friend, who are you? The friend understands, obviously you know I am your friend. But then you're asking, okay, what role are you playing? What is this costume? Who is the character whom you are depicting? So like that, this Arjuna's question is specific about who is it that is being, which feature are you revealing? The feature which looks so ghastly, Ugra Rupa. It described how all the warriors are entering into the mouth of the Vishwarupa, and everybody is dying in a very brutal way. Churnite Ruttamang, it is described that the heads are crashing against the mouth, and the heads are getting caught between the teeth, and the blood is flowing about as the collision occurs, and the head gets smashed. So it's a very gruesome looking sight. That's why he's asking, who is this particular, who are you? So just like when Rukmini, when Lakshmi Devi sees Narasimha in an especially fierce mood, the Bhagavatam 7th canto describes that even Lakshmi Devi is not able to, what to speak of, pacify, even identify. She knows, of course, this is Narasimha, but she is not able to, what is this particular form of my Lord? So it's like that. And the Lord answers specifically his question by saying, so Vyasadeva also points to this double point when he says, he's saying Shri Bhagavan Umacha, and then he says Kalosmi. So it's Bhagavan's saying, but Bhagavan is not saying I'm Bhagwanosmi. I'm not saying that Shri, or he's not saying Shri Kala Umacha, Kalosmi Lokakshepit Pravrutto. He keeps this consistent address, Shri Bhagavan Umacha, as to who is speaking. So it's understood that this is Bhagavan, but Bhagavan is manifesting a particular feature that has not been manifested before, and that is the question of Arjuna. And accordingly, Arjuna, the Shri Bhagavan, when he answers in the self-identification, he talks about how I am time. Kalosmi lokakshay krut pravruddho. Lokakshay. Kshay is to destroy. Loka is the world. Lokakshay krut pravruddho. I have come to destroy the worlds. Now, time has a the word time itself has many meanings. The concept of time is actually very complex when it comes to philosophy of science or philosophy in general. Within science, time is considered to be just another feature, another dimension. Like we have length and width, length, breadth and height. Like that it's time. But Einstein, when he postulated the idea of space-time as one integral feature of the existence, he also recognized that time is different from the other coordinates within space, such as length, breadth and height. Because in length, breadth and height, we can go both forward and backward. You know, I can go up and go down in the height of something. But in time, we cannot go back. We can only go forward. So in that same time is something which is quite mysterious. What is it exactly? So here, Krishna, you know, in general, there are two views of things. There is the ontological view of things and there is the functional view of things. Functional means how some things function. And ontology means what they actually are. Ontology is the study of the nature of existence. So most of science in today's world is functional. It's not ontological. That means what matter is, what the world actually is, science doesn't explore that because it is too complex. Because there are two different theories, say there's quantum physics and there is relativity, and both of them have very different visions of what the world is. And because both work in different areas of the universe, in different fields of functioning, so both are considered valid and neither is considered to be one authoritative explanation for everything. And since both of them are not easily reconcilable, so both are accepted and science moves onward largely in a functional way. Not inquiring so much about what is the actual nature of things, but basically nature inquiring only about the working of things. And here the Bhagavad Gita talks about the functional aspect of time when it says lokakshay krut pravruddho. In the ontological aspect, it says that when kalosmi, when Shri Bhagavan is saying kalosmi, that means what is time? Time is God himself. So ontologically, time is God. That's the identification which the Bhagavad Gita offers. And functionally, the Bhagavad Gita says that time is the destroyer of the worlds. So what does this mean literally? When we say time is God or kalosmi, what it means is that it's not that Krishna is reduced to time, but rather that means when Krishna is reduced to time means that we say Krishna alone, Krishna exists only as time and there is no self-existence of Krishna. It is not like that. Krishna also exists and time also exists, but rather we see time as an energy of God. Time, so the omnipotence of God is manifest through the irresistibility of time. This is time where it moves forward, nobody can stop it from moving forward. When a person's time comes, then they have to die, and whatever they do, they can't stop their death. So that irresistibility of the flow of time is a manifestation of the omnipotence of God. And in that sense, Carlos, me. So, Lokakshay Krut Pravrutto. Now, time has all the three features. By time, things come into existence. By time, things grow. And by time, things go out of existence. They are destroyed. And Krishna has talked about this earlier. Aham Atma Ghuda Kesha Sarva Bhuta Shastita Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha Bhutana Mandeva Cha. In 10.20, he has talked about how I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all things. In this particular feature of Kala Rupa, however, the focus of the identification is on the destruction. Why? Because the war is taking place. The war is going to be the arena of destruction. And the Kala Rupa, Kala is as a time, as an energy, brings about all three things. And through it, creation happens, maintenance happens, destruction happens. Specifically, the Kala that is manifested on the Kurukshetra war is for the purpose of destruction. And that's why the identification there is Kalosmi Lokakshay Krut Pravrutto. And Lokan Samahartum Iha Pravruttaha. Samahartum. Actually, all the people who are assembled here, they will be destroyed. And Rutepi Twamna Bhavishyanti Sarve. Rutepi. Rute means except for you. So, in the Mahabharata, quite often the singular or the one person reference is used for all the five Pandavas, because all five often work as one unit. So here all that is Rute, one it is, you could say Rute Pitvam Nabhishyanti Sarve. Tam, the word is used. We can say that Krishna and Arjuna are speaking, so it refers to Arjuna. But the Acharyas explain that it's an inclusive reference to all the Pandavas. So except for the Pandavas, everyone will be killed. Rute Pitvam Nabhishyanti Sarve. And Te Avasthitaha Pratinikeshu Yodhaha. All those are assembled here, they will all be killed. And in one sense, Krishna is offering Arjuna the prophecy of victory. What Sanjay offers at the end of the battle, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, when he says that Yogeshwar Krishna Yatra Parthananda Trashir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tirmatir Mama. That prophecy is based on what Krishna has said over here. And thus, now the word Rute is also talked about in another sense. Rutepi means except for you. Some Acharya say it can also mean without you. That means Krishna is telling Arjuna that even if you don't fight, don't think that you will be able to save the Kauravas from death. Everybody is destined to die, and they will die with you or without you. And if we take this meaning of without you, even without you, Rute Pitvam, except for you, even if you don't fight, still they will die. Then the next verse call actually flows in a smooth cohesion where the Krishna is telling Arjuna, therefore you become an instrument and fight. So that which is destined, that will you, if you become a part of it, then you will also attain a glorious destiny. That we'll discuss in our next class. Thank you.